Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel, producing content, but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Hi, friends. As I said on the last episode, I know that at this time for me, if I'm not super intentional, I can start feeling really chaotic, really all over the place, even more so than usual. And so I have been really thinking and praying about how to make this season of my life, which is November and December of 2022. By the time this airs, it's going to be December. Meaningful and purposeful. And how can I be in the moment in the way that the Lord wants me to be? And so I wanted to share six ways to balance running a business and being in the midst of the holidays at the same time. I want to remind you again that our days should be ordered by the Lord, right? And He knows what we have going on in our business. He knows what we have going on in our lives. And so if you are feeling like you have 100 things on your to-do list and you're only getting through half of them, and you're feeling at the end of the day like I'm not being productive or this wasn't a successful day, then I want to challenge you to go back to the Lord about what is on your to-do list, because He knows how many hours are in a day, right? And if you have too many things on your list than can be done in the hours that He gives us, then you're going to have things on your list that are not of Him. So let me start with that. Okay. So number one, six ways to balance out running a business and being in the midst of the holidays. Number one, this isn't going to shock you. Spend time with the Lord daily. Y'all, this is countercultural, okay? Because culture is going to say, even Christians are going to say, I don't have time. I've got too many things to do today. Y'all, Christmas is about the birth of our Lord. And so if anything, this should be the time when we are taking a step back and reflecting on that. And instead, we add so many things to what we have to get done that sometimes we lose sight of that. If you don't already, make it a habit. Start right now, spending time with the Lord every day, because the more that you do, the more you're going to be able to connect with Him on your day-to-day tasks and activities, okay? Do not miss out on what He has for you right now because you're not spending time with Him, okay? So number one, spend time with the Lord daily. Number two, find joy in the day-to-day tasks. So whether that is for your business or whether that is holiday-based, find joy, okay? Are your kids home from school? Find joy in that. If you're not finding joy in that, then something is off balance. If you are stressed out with your kids because you're trying to get too many things done, then you're off balance, right? And so what needs to happen? Do you need to just block out some time to hang out with your kids? Do you need to enlist them to help you clean your house so that then you can do something fun with them? Recenter, okay? Recenter. Find joy in spending time with family. If you have family coming in, even if there is conflict there, even if it is a point of stress, where can you find joy? Can you find joy in small conversations? Can you find joy in trying something new? Okay. So again, if you're going through this season and stress is overtaking joy, take a step back, recenter, because The Lord has joy for you in the next 3 weeks, okay? Here's the other thing. Many of us are going through this season missing people, right? Missing family members, missing parents, missing children. And so I want to encourage you, if you are finding yourself spiraling downward in grief, that is not what God has for you either. Grieve when you need to grieve, and then lay it down at the cross and ask God to bring you joy, joy in the memories, joy in the people that are surrounding you right now. Don't miss out on the present moment because stress or grief is taking over. That brings us to number 3, live in the present moment. As entrepreneurs, I think that we are wired to always be thinking ahead, be thinking of what's coming next. That's part of what makes us an entrepreneur, right? But I want to encourage you not to miss out on what God is doing now because you are looking too far ahead, okay? So again, I don't know about you, but I have to plan for that. I have to plan to wrap things up and be able to focus on what is happening now. So again, I'm going to give the example. Your kids are home from school. Don't be so focused on what's happening in your business in January that you miss out on the time that God is giving you right now. Okay? Number 4, chunk your time. Chunk your time. We have distractions being thrown at us from all kinds of angles, right? As we mentioned in the last one, distractions here. People are posting what they're doing for Christmas. They're posting what their kids look like in their Christmas outfits. They're posting events or parties that they're having, whatever it may be. And it is so easy to get wrapped up in that, right? It is so easy to be on Amazon for 3 hours and buy 2 things. We don't have time for that. We don't have energy for that. So chunk your time. If you are going to do some online shopping, set yourself a timer, have a list of things that you need to get, and get it done. If you need to clean your house, set yourself a timer, put on some good music, clean your house, get it done. Don't get distracted by other things, right? If you want to spend time with your kids or with your spouse, chunk out that time. Don't work. Don't answer emails. Don't answer texts. Don't check social media. Make that time count, right? And if you're going to work, which I don't know about you, but I don't have a free month at this point, right? This is a time people are spending money. And so this is a busy time for a lot of people. So if you are going to work, work. Don't shop. Don't scroll. Work. Okay. All right. Number 5. Don't overbook. Don't overbook. This is me talking to me. Don't overbook. You don't have to go to every Christmas event. You don't have to meet with everybody who reaches out. You don't have to have the work capacity that you normally would because there are other things going on, right? So don't overbook. This again goes back to number 1. Ask the Lord, what do you want me to focus on? Where's my focus today? Where's my focus this afternoon? Right? And if you know that your focus is to hang out with your kids in that afternoon, then don't overbook yourself for that morning. All right? And the last one, number 6, this kind of goes hand in hand with don't overbook, but set boundaries. Set boundaries. Okay. Set boundaries on yourself. So if that means that you need to put your phone in the other room so that you get stuff done, do it. Set boundaries on your time. If you need to set boundaries with family members, right? If you have family members coming into town on Tuesday, or if you know you're going to be spending time with them on Tuesday and you have people calling you on Monday, say, hey guys, from this time, I'm going to be working to get some things done. I can't wait to visit with you all. That way I can be fully present when we're spending time together on Tuesday. Don't be afraid to set boundaries, okay? Don't be afraid to say no. It's okay to say no. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So it's at these critical moments, right? For me, this is summertime as well, where I have to be really intentional about what I say yes to. This isn't really a time for me to have lunch with people or have coffee with people because there's too much else going on. Right? So those are things that I have to set boundaries on and put off for a later date. So let me go over those again. Number 1, start your day. And yes, I'm going to say it. Start your day with the Lord. If you are better at night, great. Spend time with him at night too. But give him the first moments of your day. Number two, find joy in what you're doing. If you are not finding joy in it, and I'm not saying that everything has to be your best day, right? But I'm saying if something is really stressing you out or is really causing you a burden, then you need to reevaluate and recenter and probably recenter your mindset. I know for me that my joy is taken when I'm trying to do too many things and I get stressed out. I can't enjoy anything, right? If I'm trying to bake and hang out with my kid and brainstorm a podcast and check my emails all at the same time, I'm not going to be finding joy in any of those things. So recenter yourself. Number three, live in the present moment. Don't be worried about what's to come, right? If you want a goal plan, absolutely do that. Set time for that and then live in the present. Number four, chunk your time. You're going to have distractions come your way. So chunk your time to minimize those distractions. Number five, don't overbook. Be okay to say no. Number six, set boundaries. Set boundaries so that you are able to be your best and that you are able to be obedient to what God has for you in this awesome holiday season that we get to call Christmas. So, friends, finish December strong, but finish it intentionally. Find your joy, find your peace, and have a very Merry Christmas. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us at Instagram at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. We're on TikTok now too. And you can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.